Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to go over their top three email marketing platforms to use with WordPress. Now, obviously, there are a lot of email marketing tools out there that integrate with WordPress. These are the top three that Tim and I choose based on experience using them. If you use a different one than we don't have on the list here, that's okay. Please don't, you know, start throwing tomatoes at the stage and stuff. So it doesn't mean that, you know, we just are going with the ones that we know personally, and we always want to pass that information on.
Yeah, absolutely. The first one on the list is MailChimp, and I actually just pulled up some data here from Datanize or Datanize.com. MailChimp actually has by far the largest market share, which I knew already, but I was a little surprised at how much more they have than everyone else. They have a little under 50%, 48.6% market share, and the next one being a little over 10%. So MailChimp is absolutely massive. I think what really made them popular was when they came out with their Forever Free plan. And so for small business owners, designers, you know, developers that are building sites, it's just a really great choice because they do have that free plan. I use it on my site still. It integrates really well with e-commerce. The last couple of years, they've added a lot of e-commerce features to do sequencing based off of what products people have purchased on your store. So it's very, very powerful, and it's also easy to use. So yeah, MailChimp is a great choice.
Yeah, and I think the first thing that came to my mind when you shared those numbers was, wow. Kind of reminds me of the WordPress of the email marketing world. But as you stated, they're the only platform that has, you know, a free option up to the first 2,000 subscribers. It costs you nothing with MailChimp. So, and that's huge. The rest of these, you know, most of them, ActiveCampaign, GetResponse, ConvertKit, all of the ones that we're going to list and then beyond, they start out as paid versions, and that's a game changer. So 48% doesn't surprise me. Number two on our list is the platform that we use for Aspen Grove Studios and Divi Space, and it is GetResponse. GetResponse is an all-in-one online marketing platform. It allows you to do everything you can even dream of doing with email marketing, sequencing, drip, you know, the whole nine yards. So it's just an extremely powerful tool, integrates easily with WordPress. It has the ability to tag and do a lot of the things that you're going to want to do with an email marketing tool and stuff. It has built-in landing pages. That's one of the big pluses for a lot of email marketers. We don't really care about that so much because we have the ability to design and build landing pages. But if you don't, and you're not a designer or a developer, GetResponse has great landing pages already built in for you to choose from. Number two on our list.
Tagging, that's a big feature there. MailChimp doesn't have tagging. It kind of does things differently with segmenting. But yeah, tagging is a huge feature of GetResponse.
Yeah, and third on our list, but definitely not least, is Nathan Berry's product, ConvertKit. ConvertKit is, let me just pull up my notes here. It's touted as the email marketing platform for creators. I do know that a lot of creatives in the content marketing space really love ConvertKit. I've personally never used it. Nathan Heath Padgett is a really good friend of mine. We have that connection. If you want to send me an opportunity to try out ConvertKit, we'll gladly do a review for you over here on WP the Podcast. I like to shout out fellow RVers and stuff. So ConvertKit's number three on our list, Tim.
Yeah, I don't have much to add about ConvertKit because I've never used it either, but I have heard a lot of good things about it. I think the one last thing I want to say about this episode is if you're not using an email marketing platform, you need to start. You need to start building your email list, nurturing that list, you know, getting out there, talking to your audience through email marketing. It is, David and I have talked a lot about it on WP the Podcast. Email marketing is definitely the most effective form of online marketing, more so than paid ads, because you own that traffic and you can send email blasts whenever you want. So no matter which one you choose, if you choose one of these three or even another one, I think the bottom line is start doing that. Don't spend so much time on choosing the exact right one, because you can always migrate. You can easily move your list from one to the next.
Yeah, and here's what I'll tell you. If you're struggling with that, about choosing the right one, choose MailChimp. It's free up to the first 2,000 subscribers. There
Great
you
point.
Go. Problem solved. In episode 208 tomorrow at 10, we're going to talk about should you use webinars to promote product launches. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.